Okay, so towards the end of the parasha, we have the story of Miriam speaking badly about her brother and being punished with tzara'at, and Moshe then davens for her, right? Vayitzak Moshe el Adonai lemor el na refan ala. And Chazal highlighted this being the one of the sources that, you know, tefillah can be very short, right? Because if you want to have a short tefillah, there's no tefillah shorter than this. And in the Sifrei, it comments that from here we learn that Amar Rav Chisda Kol Mavakesh Rachamim Al Chaveiro Ein Tzarech Lazkir Shmo. We also learn some of the halacha that when you're davening for other people, you don't have to mention their name. Minalan Mimoshe Rabbeinu Shnemar El Narafan Allah. He doesn't say heal Miriam. So on Shavuos night, I opened up the new version of Minchas Hashoah that Rav Asher Weiss convinced me to buy, even though I have the old copy at home.
Okay. Well, is it like the more content?
Yes, there's more content, okay, and that he updated the old one. It's not just that it's new content, it's that they updated the old pieces. But this happens to be a topic that is in general that I like. I think you were at this year, last Tisha B'Av. You came on Tisha B'Av when you did Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Right? When I talked about the Rambam on Tefillah and Tefillah Be'et Sara and Tefillah on fast days. I think you did come. Pretty sure you were at that Zoom, sure.
That was over
On Tisha B'Av. Like on Tisha B'Av. Anyways, not important. It's not important
Tisha
whether.
Tisha B'Avs are typically more of a blur for me, but.
That's fine. But Rav Asher here writes on the Tefillah ala Cholim. He notes that there's the general machloket, whether there's a mitzvah d'oraita to daven or not. The Rambam says yes, possibly every day. The Rambam says every day. Why he says every day? So Rav Asher assumes the reason he says every day is because, well, if the Torah doesn't say when, presumably that means daily. Whereas the Lecha Mishnah argues that it's because of the end of the pasuk, Vavatam and Hashem. The end of the unit is Uveirachet Lachmachavet Meimecha, that God will bless your bread and water. And just like you need water every day and food every day, so you need tefillah every day. Rav Asher assumes that's not right, but. But at any rate, the Rambam thinks there's a mitzvah to daven every day, and the Ramban famously says either there's no mitzvah and it's only yizchut, or there's a special mitzvah to daven be'it tzara. But if you remember what we were daik is specifically tzara ala tzibur, right? That a communal tzibur, a communal case, and the Rambam doesn't per se disagree with the Ramban. He just adds a separate mitzvah, not in hilchot tefillah, but in hilchot taniyot. That the Rambam thinks there's a second mitzvah to daven be'et tzara. So I like these ideas, that in addition to the general mitzvah, there are specific times where there is a mechayev. So Rav Asher then asks, okay, well, the Gemara and the Midrash here holds up as one of the paradigms of tefillah, the tefillah that Moshe had for Miriam when she was, I guess, spiritually ill, but ill with tzara. So then he says, okay, is there, in addition to the mitzvah to daven every day, and in addition to the mitzvah to daven be'et tzara for the tzibur, a specific mitzvah to daven for the chole? Is there such a thing? And here he says that maybe there is, right? And this is, let's say, a parallel to the idea that there's a tefillah on the tzibur, but now moving into the individual. So he proves it from a few sources. One is the Sefer Chasidim, says this in multiple places. So in Tavshin Nun Gimel, he says, "Aval mipnei Yisrael arevim ze lazeh." And he finds it as a chiyuv in arvut, right? In our mutual responsibility to each other. Lekach kishitzar ba'al echad. So when pain comes to an individual, again, this is not the Rambam, the Ramban, who says that the mitzvah of tefillah is specifically by tzibur. He says, no, because of arvut, when it happens to an individual, chayavim kulam litztayer litpalel, you are obligated to be in pain and to pray, shneemar, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, v'ani b'chalotam levush isak, uktiv v'tfilati al cheki tashuv, v'imlo hayam mitpalel, and if you don't daven hayachote, you are a sinner. Because Shmuel, when the Jews asked him to daven on their behalf and stop the rain in the middle of the summer, which we are having now, right? Yeah. It's a scary, it's this, right? The fact that yesterday, on the day after Shavuot, it was raining. It was supposed to be a thunderstorm, but it wasn't in the end, right? But it is scary for there to be a random thunderstorm in the summer in Israel. So they turn to Shmuel and they say, daven for us. He said, Chalila li mechato la Hashem. God forbid that I should sin to God, mechado li palalchem, by not praying for you. From which Sefer Chasidim derives that there is an obligation to daven for an individual who is in pain. Similarly, he then says, "V'dafka kishin nishma inei lav sharei samuch lo v'reiti el chamadecha dovav yishar aktiv achiru et Hashem v'avatam otam be'emet sharei netzavit tzarech lo mar v'tfilato ribono shalom kfar shamu li ma shareiti el chamatzot ritzonecha." So the you say, or the Navi has to say, listen, I told them what to do. They listen. Gamata azei chefsi, so do you do what I asked? Meaning, I told the Jews to keep your Torah. Now, I'm asking you to do something, and that is to listen to them. I did mine, you do yours. Secondly, is that the Rishonim include in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim the obligation to daven. So the Rambam in Yudal Vav in Avel says that Hanichnas levaker da chole, when you go to visit the sick, lo yeshev lo agabe mita velo agabe kisei velo agabe safsal, right? Don't sit on the thing, right? Sit at the floor, whatever. And then mitadev yoshev lamadam reshutav, sit on the floor by his head umivakesh alav rachamim and daven for him. The Rambam quotes that halacha as well. And says the reason you shouldn't, the Gemara says you shouldn't visit the sick person the first 3 hours of the day. And the Shulchan Aruch says the reason is because, and this is from the Ramban, because in the morning people sometimes are doing better after good night's sleep. And what will happen if you only see the sick person when he's doing better? You won't daven for him because you don't see him at his worst. And at some level you want to see how much pain he's in, because otherwise you won't. And don't go the last 3 hours of the day when he's doing the worst, because you'll give up on davening for him. You want to go when he's sick enough that you feel compelled to daven for him, but not too sick that you give up. So you see that it is part of the mitzvah itself, and the Torah goes even farther famously in Shin Lamed Aleph and says, the ikur mitzvah to Bikur Cholim, the primary mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, is She'ilat Rachamim, is to daven. Because he says, Shemitoch kach, mitzvah gedola hi levaker, it's a big mitzvah to visit the sick. Shemitoch kach yivakesh alav rachamim, v'nimsak ilu mechaye oto. Because then it, you are giving him life, and he says, this is a big tochacha for people who spend a lot of money on helping the sick and never get around to davening, because either as an independent mitzvah of tefillah or as a mitzvah as part of Bikur Cholim, there seems to be a unique value. Just like we have by the Tzibur, there's a special mitzvah, either the only mitzvah according to the Ramban or a second mitzvah for the Rambam, to daven Be'et Sarah. For an individual there is, and therefore Moshe's tefillah, this is how we got into it, that Moshe's tefillah for Miriam is therefore another paradigm of tefillah, right? Is the special chiv to daven for one who is sick. The other things he goes on here, just to tell you, because that was the main point I wanted to make, is that there might be a special value to davening in front of the sick, right? This is what the Ramban notes. And the Chatam Sofer has an interesting svara, which is that when you daven and you invoke somebody's name, that is not as good in Shemayim, because by invoking someone's name, you, as it were, call God to judge them. And when you're not in front of someone, you have to daven with their name. When you're in front of them, you don't. You just say, save him. So that's his argument. Now, in general, though, then the Mepharshim say, okay, but that means when you're not there, since we're already on the Parsha, you do have to daven with their name, and then maybe, you know, most people daven with the mother's name, the Archa Shulchan thinks with the father's name. Did Moshe not mention Miriam? So he notes that the Likutei Maharan of Rav Nachman of Breslov said that the Gematria of Rufana is both Miriam and Yocheved. So he did. Okay. I don't know what to make of that exactly. He hinted at the name. And then Rav Asher also deals with another question, which is, the Gemara has this idea that ein chavush matir atzmo beit ha'isurim, that someone who is in prison can't save himself, and has all those stories in the beginning of Bracha that Chachamim would magically save other people from by tefillah from their illness. And the Gemara asked, why couldn't people magically save themselves if they were capable of magically saving others? And he said, ah, well, ein chavush matir atzmo beit ha'isurim, you can't free yourself from jail. So he has a discussion of whether that's true only like by miraculous saving or even by tefillah. And he notes that here you have that the simple pshat is you are supposed to daven for yourself as well. And that this rule doesn't apply. It's only like by miraculous saving that maybe you can't perform miracles for yourself. But davening, obviously, you can. However, Sefer Hasidim disagrees. And Sefer Hasidim says, and this is part of probably why the Sefer Hasidim is so insistent you have to daven for sick people, thinks that davening for yourself when you're sick is also more problematic spiritually, right? Other people's field actually work better than yours. He has other things here, but I guess we will. But let's stop there. I think that was just important to note the way in which this acts as a model for our tefillah for sick people, and in general, Moshe's tefillah for his sister.